a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at St. Arnold Brewing Company. Here's Paul Gallant.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show on this Friday. Gotta get down on Friday, April 11th, 2025. Fun fact, 36 years ago at 4 in the morning, I broke my mother's hips when I came into the world. Every single 36th birthday, I begin calling me madre and apologizing for that. Because I had a big head and I was a 10-pound fatty boom batty. But I did win my parents a bottle of wine because I happened to weigh a good 2 pounds more than my cousin, Tim, who was born on the same day. So, it's interesting turning 36. I feel like every single birthday after you turn 25, you feel older and older. More bummed out about turning 36 than I was bummed out about turning 30 because I'm a little bit closer to 40. So there you go. For those who have wished me a happy birthday, I appreciate it. But I'm not going to be going hard on this one. I think I'm driving to San Antonio, perhaps, to celebrate my birthday for a wedding tomorrow. We shall see. Anyway, you know what the drill is on Fridays, but first off, I mean, what a better way to celebrate my birthday than be hanging out at St. Arnold Brewing Company. We're hanging in the beer garden. It's a nice day, little humid, but we're not quite in the phase of the Houston season where it is disgusting AF outside. Come out, hang out with us. I will be here till 3:15 or so. The Killer Bees will be here after that. Great place to watch the Masters. Round two is underway. Holy crap. Justin Rose, he's 8 under through 14 today. So he's still winning. Bryson DeChambeau and those big old guns of his after the a million practice round shots that he took. Hot on his heels through 9 at 7 under. We'll keep you posted on what's going on with the Masters. I'm not the biggest golf guy, but I'm more into the Masters this year than I've been in years past. But we will talk about a lot. And on Fridays, you know the drill on the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. You can ask me any question, and I will work it into the show. It's a rather slow day in the Houston sports world. Yesterday, I spent a lot of the show talking about things that I would rather watch than the Houston Astros. We got very, very low in the bottom of the barrel. We were scraping and scraping and scraping. And this wasn't the bottom of a paella pan. No, this was the bottom of the trash can, okay? But today's a new day. And hopefully the 36th year of my life, I'm going to be a little bit more positive. And I'm hoping the arrival of the Torpedo Bats today will help the Astros offense GTFO of their funk. But since there was no Astros game to speak of last night, and since the Rockets have yet another meaningless game to play tonight against the Lakers, let's talk about something that happened this morning. A move that the Houston Texans made. The Houston Texans extended nickel corner Jalen Petrie with a 3-year deal worth $39 million, $29 million of it guaranteed. For those who don't know a lot about Jalen Petrie, I'll say this about him. The guy is the embodiment of what D'Amico Ryans wants. He is a phenomenal tackler. He hits hard. He constantly is in the right place at the right time. But we're talking about perhaps weaker elements of his game, not the best in coverage. Sure, his rookie season had a lot of interceptions, but if we're talking about one-on-one coverage, not the best. Is that what you're looking for in a nickel cornerback these days? Not necessarily. It's a very strange position, and I think that trying to explain it and compare the position on a team-by-team basis, different teams are asking for different things from their guys. The things that Jalen Petrie does well, he does really well. But at the same time, okay, a deal like this, which could be worth up to $42.6 million, 3 years after he missed a lot of time last year with an injury, is this one of the guys that the Houston Texans needed to extend? Could you find another Jalen Petrie? Are nickelbacks replaceable? I think that's debatable. So a deal like this, and we look at what the Texans have been doing, and they gave Nico Collins the extension this offseason, last offseason, which made sense. They gave Derek Stingley the extension this offseason, made sense. I mean, deals that were made, short-term deals that go down ahead of other big contracts that were handed out. They look like bargains now. They're shorter-term deals. The Texans are not locked into these players forever, but the contracts will age very well. With Jalen Petrie, I look at this contract the same way I look at Shaq Mason's contract, and I wonder, was it necessary? And the Texans have a habit of giving out deals to guys that they like. Shaq Mason was one of those guys that they liked. They didn't need to give that contract out to Shaq Mason before he played it down. They gave him a three-year extension right after they traded for him. Joe Mixon, another guy. Hey, they traded for him. They gave him an extension. Mixon was really good last year in spite of an offensive line that stunk, but that they need to give that deal out. I like that the Texans reward players ahead of time. It definitely, I think, makes people that are in the locker room like the organization that they're working for, knowing that they're probably not going to get railroaded by a team that's a little cheap, right? But I look at this deal, and I'm like, I don't know about it. Good for Jalen Petrie getting paid, but I feel like this is a position where you can find a lot of guys who can do the same thing that Jalen Petrie does. Was the lack of Jalen Petrie the reason that the Texans' season ended in Kansas City? No. They lost because their offensive line sucked. They lost because their offense stopped figuring out how to move the football. They lost because they didn't have enough playmakers around C.J. Stroud. So listen, I'm not saying Jalen Petrie's a bad player, and I'm not saying that I don't want him on the team. I'm just saying I don't think they needed to give him an extension quite yet. I feel like the money they gave Jalen Petrie could theoretically be used in other spots. I would have preferred offensive line, wide receiver, which is what I want the Texans to draft. So that's where we start today on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text it. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. On an Ask a Lot Anything Friday, you can ask any question. I'll work it into the show. James Espinoza, who also is turning 36 this year, shout out to you, asks me, what's my favorite St. Arnold beer? That is a good question. They have a lot to offer. And guys, just a reminder, thanks to our friends at St. Arnold. There is a beer for everyone. If you like IPAs, they have 8. If you like malty beers, 3 to 4. Light beers, Lawnmower, Grand Prize, Summer Pilsner, Shandy, and more. They have cider, watermelon, strawberry, kiwi cider. Oh, strawberry, kiwi cider, that's interesting. There's a full wine menu. There's a full food menu. It's a beer garden for everyone. I am more of a light beer guy. I love Pilsner. So it's between the Lawnmower and Summer Pilsner. Excuse me. Honestly, if I'm picking between the Lawnmower and the Summer Pilsner, I'm probably picking the Lawnmower. Both cans are pretty cool. The Lawnmower, the St. Arnold on the side of that can looks a lot more like me. He's got the Hawaiian shirt on. He's got the hairy chest, you know. That's what we're going for. The Summer Pilsner, it's an interesting can. That's not why I'm picking, though, the Lawnmower over the Summer Pilsner. The Lawnmower is the classic. So Lawnmower is my favorite St. Arnold beer, but there's a lot of different options. Then come out and hang out with us. We're going to be at the St. Arnold Brewery in the beer garden all afternoon. Plenty of people here, and it's my birthday. So if you don't come, I'm going to assume you hate me. And I know I have my fair share of haters, but that will be my assumption. And maybe I'll cry if you don't show up, okay? Anyway, guys, it's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN975, on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Stay put.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at St. Arnold Brewing Company. Here's Paul Gallant.
Yes. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We're watching the Masters on the big screen here in St. Arnold's Brewery. Justin Rose leading the way at the Masters, one under today, but Bryson DeChambeau, who's four under today through nine, it's just one off the lead. It is crazy, the image rehabilitation that Bryson DeChambeau has had. Literally by just being a little more humble. It's truly incredible. I mean, do people still hate Bryson DeChambeau? Also, Patrick Reed, who I know everyone hates, is not that far off the lead. He is three under, two under through two holes today. So we shall see how he goes on this one. Anyway, we'll keep you posted on what's going on in the Masters. Honestly, I saw a couple of very funny things today that involve the Masters. First off, I don't know if this was this morning or yesterday, but Max Homa yesterday. Okay, this was yesterday for Max Homa. Max Homa was on the par 5 eighth hole. And he's in the middle of the fairway, and he drives the ball, and it hits one of the groundskeepers directly in the ass. Like, one bounce, boop, right in the butt. And this guy's just standing in the fairway. And it was a tough shot for Homa. I mean, it was through some trees. But this guy was just standing in the middle of the fairway, and he gets in the way. And what's crazy is I guess they just play on. When this dope is standing there, he's getting canned for sure. And the really funny thing is right after the shot happens, he doesn't seem to know what to do. He walks over to the side a little bit, and then he stands like he's the Boston Celtics leprechaun logo, almost as if nothing happened. I don't know what you're supposed to do in a situation like that, because obviously you've screwed up in the biggest golf tournament that there is. I guess it's round one, but everyone loves Max Homa, perhaps because he just makes a lot of Part of My Take visits. The podcast with old Big Cat and PFT, who were one-time guests of the show, and I appreciate them for joining way back in the day. But what do you do in that spot? I don't know. I think I might just leave. I think I'm just going to drop that yellow flag and walk away and walk off the court forever and try to hide my face so that no paparazzi catch who I was. I guess you'd be identified after the fact, but that I feel a little bad for him, but I just don't know how you stand in the middle of the fairway holding the flag for the hole. Like, what are you doing, bud? Also funny, from round one of the Masters, the guy who won, I guess the amateur who got into the Masters. My internet's being a little screwy all of the moment. Jose Luis Ballester, who was the U.S. amateur champion. This is his first time at the Masters, and I guess he couldn't find a bathroom, so this guy just peed in a creek at the Masters, which is very relatable. But I guess at the Masters, you can't do this. The creek is called Ray's Creek. I mean, I'm assuming that the Masters are not the kind of golf course that have porta potties readily available. But it's really funny that this guy peed in a creek. Especially because it's the Masters. Like, the Waste Management Invitational, oh, no one cares. Like, you could probably pee on the green. Like, no one gives a crap about that. Everyone's pissed as it is. Pissed drunk, am I right? But he admitted to it when asked about it. He was asked by media after his first round was done. At 13, there was an issue. Did you have an emergency? Obviously, they cheered. So people cheered. I love that. Could you tell us what happened there?
Jose says, well, I completely forgot that we had those restrooms to the left of the tee box. On the 13th tee, San Jose Luis Pellister. Correct. And then I'm like, I really need to pee. I relate. I have a small bladder. I got you, bro. Didn't really know where to go. And since Justin Thomas had an issue on the green, I'm like, I'm just going to sneak here in the river, and probably people would not see me that much. And then they clapped for me. Probably one of the claps that I got today that was really loud, so that was kind of funny. A follow-up question. Were you concerned that there might be any blowback from that at all? Obviously, they saw you, right? They saw me. They saw me. It was not embarrassing at all for me. If I had to do it again, I would do it again. Shout out to him. I like that he came clean with it. And listen, when you got to go, when you got to go, when one of the perks of being a dude is that we got the parts to go wherever we want. You know, why would you want to change it up, if you will? You have the ability to go wherever. You want to use a bathroom? You want to use a stall? You want to sit? No, you don't. That is the number one perk of being a man. Ask Alon Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Is there no greater perk to being a man than being able to go wherever you want? Now, obviously, you can't, you know. Theoretically, if you do it outside of a school, you become a sex offender. Not so much in Seattle. You can do fentanyl in a playground in Seattle. Also, I will admit, I almost got caught at a very young age, the age of 13. Not at the age of 13. In 2013. In 2013, I had to go really bad. And I was waiting for a taxi because this was the time before Uber. And I went around an alleyway, and I was in the process of unzipping, and a cop followed me around the corner, and he shined a flashlight on me, and he said, don't do it! So I didn't do it. So I didn't get written up, and I didn't become a sex offender for peeing in public. But that's a big perk of being a dude. I think it's one of the top ones that there is. So Ask Alon Anything Friday. From the 832, they have porta-potties for the players all over the course. Okay. Well, that's good to know. In the last segment, we talked about Jalen Petrie and extension. A couple of questions on an Ask Alon Anything Friday. The Texans giving Petrie an extension now has no effect on the current day cap space and their ability to add a wide receiver or any other position this offseason. That's fair. I just think Petrie's a little more replaceable than $13 million a year. I think he does what they want. I think he's swarm. I think he is the embodiment of that special work ethic and relentless mindset. Texans swarm. But I don't think that they needed to give him this deal, you know? They like rewarding guys, though, who are, you know, they want to reward guys who do what they ask. And I like that, but they like their guys, too. And this is something I'd heard, that D'Amico Ryans has his guys. And not everyone you necessarily would expect are his guys. I'll leave it at that. Petrie's clearly one of his guys. I just don't think the extension was necessary at this moment in time. They gave it to him. Hopefully Petrie has a great season. But I would say in coverage, like he's not the best. That doesn't mean he's bad. I just don't think he's the best. And, hey, if the Texans are looking for their nickel corner to be more of a run support guy than to be a cover guy, fine. You know, like I do think that team to team, the nickel position varies in terms of what you're asking the guy to do. I just think at the same time, Petrie's not that great in coverage. That's all. 713-780-3776 to call into text. And another texter asks, do you want Jimmy Ward or Jalen Petrie? No question, Jalen Petrie over Jimmy Ward. Nothing against Jimmy Ward. I think Jimmy Ward, Father Time's catching up quick, and I think he is more replaceable than Jalen Petrie. And I also take a look at what the Houston Texans have done in the draft over the years at defensive back. I mean, Jalen Petrie, really good pick. You know, that's a second, third round pick. Like he's given you a lot to this point. Derek Stingley, Kamari Lassiter, Kalen Bullock. They've done a very good job scouting defensive backs. So I feel like they'd be able to find one, which also, again, brings itself back to, do you need to give a guy like Petrie the extension? I hate to like talk about how players are replaceable in the NFL, but we know what they are. They are, you know, you get injured, you miss time. Jalen Petrie wasn't the reason you lost in the playoffs last year. I mean, you kicked the Chargers' ass defensively, and I thought they gave the Chiefs a lot of trouble, not as much trouble as the Eagles did, but the Texans defense was not the reason they lost that game, you know? Like, there are obviously some moments where they'd probably like to have back, and Travis Kelce ate him up. But hey, look at Jalen Petrie. Is Jalen Petrie going to be capable of covering someone like Travis Kelce, given his size? I don't know.
You know, that might be just one of those things where no team can really match up with that guy. It's an Ask Alon Anything Friday. We have some fun questions on the Dex line and on the Twitch, on YouTube, and at ESPN Houston. Twitch is at ESPN 975. What do we have here? From the 832, ask Paul, have you ever peed in a pool?
That is a great question.
I think it's morally reprehensible to pee in a pool. I also know everyone does it, and I do not want to know that they do it. You know, it's one of those things where I like not knowing, even though I know it's always a possibility. But if I'm in the ocean, I will go. Because, hey, if you're in the ocean or if you're in like a lake or something like that, like where the hell are you going to go, you know? So you go in the water there. But if I'm in a pool, no, I do not. I get out of the pool and I go to the bathroom. I think you are a scumbag if you don't, by the way. So if you do not tell me. If you do tell me, I believe that it is my right as an American to shove your head under the water for one moment. To make you be a little goldfish. A little goldfish in your pee-pee. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in on an Ask Alon Anything Friday. From the 832, ask Paul, greatest place you would want to go pee. I mean, if you peed off a skyscraper, it would probably splash back, right? It would probably splash back. So, that's where you'd want to go, but... And I apologize to Jeremy Branham, by the way. I know Jeremy Branham's very uncomfortable with talking about pee. Just want to apologize to him as he releases more videos, you know, doing some scouting before the NFL draft. Probably off of a waterfall or something like that. But again, like all these elevated places, it's probably like splashing back all over you. So
Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's a good one, Sean.
Not a ton of splash potential, I feel.
But I still think there would be splash. Like the breeze could potentially blow it anywhere. And if it can blow it back on you. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, there's going to be a lot of wind up there. So, like, off a cliff or, like, a Grand Canyon. Like, it does seem like it would make the most sense. But I don't know. This might be something I need to experiment with.
It feels somehow possible in space. Zero gravity.
Uh-huh.
I guess, like,
ooh,
how...
But that would get on you, too, I think.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, you're in your space suit. It gets on your spacesuit.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't want it on my. I don't want it on my spacesuit. I don't want it like a big old yellow stain, you know. Yeah, because there's nothing worse than like the occasional times where you don't shake it all the way off. And it gets
that'd
on
be
you.
Tough in space. Yeah.
this is riveting radio, by the way. oh, I got it. I would like to pee on every single landmark that the city of Indianapolis, Indiana, holds dear. Lucas Oil Stadium, boom. St. Elmo's, just on a table at St. Elmo's, just marking my territory. Also Yankee Stadium. It's basically all the home places that my enemies play, like on their logo. You know, I want to be that logo that you know that little insignia that you see.
Yeah,
on the back
Calvin.
Of trucks. Yeah, Calvin peeing on like insert team you hate. Like, I want to do that to all of my sports enemies.
You're doing this
every single one.
Midfield logo or
yeah,
on,
oh
on
yeah,
the outside
yeah,
of the
yeah.
building. Okay.
A midfield logo. I mean, the outside of the building, like, I could theoretically get away with it in certain places. So maybe that's a bucket list thing.
Be the change you want to see him in. Go to the Alamo this weekend.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it to the Alamo.
Alamo Dome, sorry.
No, not the Alamo. Well, I mean, that was I don't hate the Alamo Dome, yeah. You know, per se.
This is for Emmanuel Sharpe's turnovers.
Yeah. No, I would say Jerry World would be fun to do it on the Star. George Teague's having none of that. George Teague's going to come tackle me.
Pushed in the back doing that.
That would be funny. Like, I hope that George Teague is still kicking it. I truly don't know. But it would be kind of funny if I'm just like, draining the sea monster on the Cowboys Star, and I just get wrecked by George Teague, like I'm Terrell Owens back in whenever that was.
George Teague is still with us.
He is still with us. Shout out to George Teague. Anyway, from the 409, I didn't know until yesterday that my fantasy piece spot is the Masters of the Creek. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. We are live at St. Arnold's. You are not allowed to pee in the garden, okay? You are not allowed to pee in the garden. Don't get any ideas, you rascals. But as inspired...
inspired by Jose Luis Ballester, the U.S. amateur champion who peed in a creek at the Masters. Where do you want to pee? It's also an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. Stick around.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at St. Arnold Brewing Company. Here's Paul Gallant.
Sean! Sean, just because we're talking about P is no reason to play R. Kelly, okay? There's no reason to do that. And also, let the record show that I definitely did not, wink, wink, tell Sean to play this on the way back. I'm sorry, the Chappelle Show skit where they play a variant of this song gets me every single time. Anyway, guys, it is the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You want to jump aboard, you know how to do it. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We talked a lot about P in the last segment. We did. And maybe we have to mature, but we're only talking about it because somebody at the Masters, this guy went to the bathroom. Like, he peed in a creek at the Masters, the most sacred golf event that there is. I respect the chutzpah of this young man who is an amateur. He is the amateur U.S. amateur champion, Jose Luis Ballester. Ballester? I don't know. And the guy went to the bathroom. He whizzed in a creek on hole 13, and he admitted it to the media. We're like, what the hell? You can't tell anybody about it. I wonder if they will ban him. I really do. I mean, clearly, he's probably going to get eliminated. I would assume he's not very high up on the leaderboard. But that is wild. Someone texted in, by the way, and I had no idea about this story. Someone said, Paul, because someone asked, if I go to the bathroom anywhere on an Ask a Lot Anything Friday, where would I go? Someone suggested the Alamo. Apparently, on February 9th, 1982, Ozzy Osbourne was arrested in San Antonio for urinating on the Alamo Cenotaph, a monument near the Alamo, while one, drunk, and two, wearing his future wife Sharon Osbourne's dress. That is wild. And not cool. Not cool. Can't do that. It's on brand for a rock star to do something like this, but Ozzy, you cannot do that. It is an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. We are still waiting for the arrival of the Astros torpedo bats, and also Jalen Petrie got an extension. I don't think it was a necessary extension if you want to weigh in on those two things. A text. How is Joe gone, but this dude's still on the air? Tell me, how did that happen? He must have relations with someone. Well, first off, Joe's here. Joe is a guy who does a million things for our station, and some family stuff's going on, so he is now basically doing all the many things that he did already, but taking a little more time for his family on the side. Also, the reason that I still have a show, it is a great question, but it is because I marked my territory by peeing in the studio. Yes, I'm sorry to admit it. I had to mark my territory. I was scared, okay? Your boy's been canned 2.5 times in his career, okay? And I had to make sure that it doesn't happen again, so I went wolf mode, okay? So cut me some slack as I throw this back. Shout out to our friends at St. Arnold. We were hanging out in the beer garden at St. Arnold's. I am about to take my first sip of a lawnmower. Hell yeah. Okay, maybe it was 3 to 4 sips. Fantastic beers here at St. Arnold. They have beer for every kind of beer drinker, in case you didn't know. So it is an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. I am very curious to see how the torpedo bats affect this struggling Astros offense. My hope is that the return to Daikin Park will jumpstart the offense. Wasn't it funny, though, weren't we saying before they went on that road trip that perhaps the reason that they're struggling is because this team, for whatever reason, just stinks at home? So I'm hoping the torpedo bats have an effect. I have no idea if they will. I really don't. I think it's fun to talk about them, and I am at the point of desperation when it comes to the Astros offense. Some of you people might frown on the Astros bringing back some sort of sign-stealing apparatus. But if they bring back some sort of sign-stealing apparatus, I think it's proof to me that they care. They care about our relationship. They want our marriage to last forever. Because, listen, it's a two-way street, you know? Have the Astros given me some memorable memories? For sure. But you guys know me. Like, I've got a wandering eye in all things. I can't help it, okay? So, if they bring a little torpedo bat into the bedroom, hey, how about that? If they start stealing signs again with some sort of newfangled apparatus, I'm cool with it. I'm cool. You have to be open to new experiences when you're in a relationship. I do have to say, though, I'm getting a little annoyed with the amount of stuff that the Astros are selling. Like, if you're selling all this stuff, do you have a money problem? Have you noticed how many things that they are selling from formerly Minute Maid Park? So, a couple of weeks ago, actually, I guess it was a little under 2 weeks ago, for Astros opening day, there was somebody who went up to the used memorabilia store where you can buy game-worn jerseys, and in this cube with like see-through walls, you can see all of what I thought were the oranges that were located in the back of the train that they had at Minute Maid Park. Like, all of the oranges were for sale. Some were going, I bleep you not, for $500. Hell, there were some going for $300 that looked like crap. Like, they looked like someone had taken a jackhammer to them. They are auctioning off signs from the park. And I hate this. Now, I don't know what they did when the Astrodome was abandoned, but I know a lot of people took stuff from the Astrodome. I feel like they should have given this to fans on a first-come, first-served basis. Like, if you want to take a old Minute Maid Park thing, take it. But they are selling, get this, from the Minute Maid sign, they are, like a bunch of cheapos, selling the letters M-I, selling the letters N-U, selling the letters T-E, selling the letter M, the letter A-I, and the letter D, with a starting asking price, and you can auction on this, at $500. I mean, they're selling everything, and you can buy the Minute Maid Park sign that hung at the home plate Southgate entrance for $1,900. You can buy one of the oranges with a ladybug on top. Bidding price has reached $1,000 for that thing. You can buy the letter M from the exterior of the park that was tied with the former Minute Maid Park sign at the Union Station atrium for $1,050. The dimensions of that sign, 47 by 47. The Southgate sign is 52 by 52. I think it's lame. I think it's lame that they're selling all this stuff. Are you that cash-strapped? And who's buying this stuff? Obviously wealthy people. Like, I mean, this is certainly out of my price range. And you know what? Shout out to people who have the means, you know? But I don't know. I think it's lame that they're selling this stuff. You should let people just take it. Just leave it in scrap people. Let them battle for it, you know? Let the proletariat come and get it. Let the people who actually, you know, yell when the Astros are in a playoff game, let those people get it. But anyway, that's just me. It is the Paul Gallant Show. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. HTX Rhino asks, how much does a train orange run? I'm not kidding you. Like, the ones that are not entire oranges are $300. The full is $500. I'm very curious as to what Bobby Dynamite's two pair of overalls cost. Because Bobby Dynamite, I don't know if they're selling those. I don't know if he had to change up his overalls. We talked about a couple of weeks ago how when Julia Morales was interviewing him, she asked him how many pairs of overalls he's had, and he said two. And she was like, oh, you shouldn't tell people that. And then started laughing for like 5 to 10 minutes, which was fun. On an Ask a Lot Anything Friday, you can ask any question. I'll work it into the show. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. From the, I do not know what the area code is on this one. Ask Paul, if Tom Brady made a move on you, would you go with it? Nope, not anymore. Oh, what do you mean? Not anymore. I mean, if he was still playing for the New England Patriots and a guaranteed a Patriots Super Bowl, I'd think about it. But I'd think about it only if Patrick Mahomes catches up, too. So there's a lot of caveats here, but I don't know. 713-780-3776 to call it, to text it. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 97.5. This is a funny text. This is from Key at LA. Who would you trust more, a stripper named Sapphire or a stripper named Sparkle? Sparkle, I bet, would have changed their name to that. Sapphire, I think a parent would have named that from the get-go. So, I feel like Sparkle. I feel like Sparkle is brand conscious. I feel like Sparkle knows what she's doing. You know, I doubt her parents named her that. So I bet she came from a good home. She might be a very sharp one. But you know, those who are named after a jewel or named after a car. Have you ever met someone named Mercedes or someone named Bentley? I don't know if Bentley is named after a car, but there are ladies who are named like Bentley and Mercedes. I do not trust them. I do not trust them at all, because I bet their parents, no offense to anyone who has named their kids Mercedes or Bentley or Volkswagen or some other luxury car, Maserati. No offense to you, but I think you're bad at it. It's just an assumption. I'm sorry. We're all allowed to stereotype. Someone just asked, Paul, when's the last time you peed in someone's Cheerios? Right then. I just peed in their Cheerios. It's an Ask on Anything Friday. It's the Paul Gallant Show. We are live at St. Arnold. I'm getting a little lubed up. We're watching the Masters here. I'm halfway through a St. Arnold lawnmower. We're having a good old time here on a Friday. Got to get down on Friday. The Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5. It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at St. Arnold Brewing Company. Here's Paul Gallant.
On an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, we're watching the Masters live at St. Arnold Brewery. We are in the beer garden. I am having myself a lawnmower. This thing is almost gone. Bryson DeChambeau, he's having himself a round. He is 7-under through 12. Justin Rose still leads the way after a great round one. He is at the top of the leaderboard, 8-under. So things haven't really changed since last I looked, but as pointed out by Kugblaze on our Twitch, at ESPN975, yeah, he has been crushing it today. And it's weird. Like, I don't even feel the urge to call him Broidson anymore. Am I jealous of his physique? Yes. That man has cannons. They're not quite as vascular as Danielle Hunter's cannons, but they are certainly cannons. One of the things that I've been doing to try to get bigger arms, I'm not even kidding. So I have this morning routine every single morning. Paul, what are you talking about sports? This is sports. This is fitness. As a train passes by. Woo, woo! I have been holding a 25-pound dumbbell, and I just hold it like this. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm just holding it out in front of me like it's a small human baby. And I just try to hold it for as long as I can until failure. Yeah, that's right, train. That's right. Woo woo! Can you hear that, guys?
Yes. It's yes. Very loud.
I mean, is someone about to get hit by it, or is he just like an a-hole? Well, that's really the question we need to know. Is he an a-hole, or is someone, you know, taking that long, lonely walk? 713-780-3776 to call in, to text it. Personally, I find that the train drivers, the conductors, Because a lot of these guys, they do it at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. I think they're just bored. And they're like, well, I'm miserable here, so screw it. Honk, honk. But yeah, a train is passing by St. Arnold Brewery. He has stopped honking. So, I don't know. And I did not hear any explosion, so I do not think a car was just T-boned and summarily blasted to smithereens, and I do not think a person was hit either. You're welcome for that update. Train update, 2025. That was really loud, was it? What was I talking about before? I don't know. It's an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. Bryson DeChambeau is right on the heels of Justin Rose in the second round of the Masters. It is an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. Astro Ag 12 on the Twitch. I don't know about bigger, but definitely more defined. Anyway, listen, guys. Listen. We got a Rockets-Lakers game tonight. And I thought it was really funny, the announcements about who's playing, who's not playing. Because obviously the Rockets, they don't need to play anybody tonight. They got the 2 seed locked down. It really does not matter what happens tonight. So some of the players who are out, Jayshon Tate has right ankle soreness. He's out. That's kind of funny that Jayshon Tate's out. Jayshon, this might be the last chance you play like this year. Because I doubt he's going to be playing in the playoff rotation. Jabari Smith's going to be questionable. Fred VanVleet, questionable. Left Fred VanVleet said he's dealing with the ankle issue. Left Jabari Smith said he's dealing with the left groin issue. Alperen Şengün is not playing for personal reasons. I don't know why the Rockets said personal reasons. Like, just lie and say it's an injury. Now I'm curious, like, what are the personal reasons? You know? It's a wild thing to put out there. Personal reasons. Because the natural thing that you do when you see Alperen Şengün out, personal reasons, is you wonder what's going on. First off, you hope he's okay. You hope like everything's going well with his family and things like that. But second off, I'm like, what's going on? Does someone need to take care of something for Alperen Şengün? You know, like what's going on that front? So I saw that on the injury report, and it did make me laugh a little bit. Anyway. So Ask a Lot Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. I also love that John Morant has acknowledged the fact that he is making light of the NBA cracking down on him for his finger gun celebration. He is now, as far as celebrating his long-distance shots, acting like he is pulling a pin and tossing a grenade. Said Ja after Thursday's shoot-around about this celebration. That's my celebration now until somebody else has a problem with it, and I'll find another one. Ja, of course, has battled a crippling addiction to bringing out an actual gun on Instagram Live and playing with it. It's a tough addiction. I know a lot of people deal with it. You know, you got your Glock. What is it, Smith & Wesson? Your Colt 45, like your Desert Eagle, your Walther P. Whatever Brother Muzone had in the wire. I don't know. You get what I'm saying here. You know, sometimes you got a gun and you're like, I really need to go on Instagram Live and show everybody that I have a piece. And not that kind of piece because that's illegal, but a piece. Unless it's OnlyFans. A piece. And Ja, who is a rascal, is now, instead of doing that, he has beaten his crippling addiction and now he likes the grenades. I'm not going to lie. Like, even though I think Ja's a crazy person and that he should have gotten in a lot more trouble for some of the things that have happened that do not relate to, like, flexing a gun on video, like the time he allegedly assaulted a 17-year-old over a pickup basketball game and the time that there were guys in his crew shining laser pointers and possibly a weapon at a team bus after the game, like an NBA team's bus. Was it the Pacers? I forget. Like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I feel like, much like with Bryson DeChambeau, I feel like I kind of respect Ja Morant a little bit now. It's really funny that he's doing this because he had that like ridiculous video at the beginning of the year. Whatever shoe brand he represents, I don't care about sneakers, but whatever shoe brand he represents, he did an advertisement for it and he acted like he was dealing with like overcoming a lot of things. It's like, no, dude, like you were just waving a gun around and like punching teenagers. You weren't overcoming a lot. People weren't doubting you, you know? Same with that Deshaun Watson video that we played yesterday where Deshaun Watson's like, yeah, the doubters are motivating me. It's like, there's a lot of people that are bringing me down. It's like, yeah, dude, you're like a well-known pervert. Like, Deshaun's obviously worse than Ja. But with Ja, It was funny that he did that. And yet, here I am, actually buying into his image rehabilitation, but not because of that stupid commercial he posted. I'm doing it entirely because he's trolling the NBA by now celebrating with grenades. And I respect him because one time at Bible school when I was a little kid, my mom, my dad picked me up, and they asked me, how was Bible school, Paul? And me, 5 years old, hedonistic little bastard, I told my parents, it was a little Jesus-y, I'd like it to be more weapon-y. As one does. 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. I'm 36, and we are celebrating it by hanging out at St. Arnold's Brewery. We are hanging in the old wine garden. Ooh, Sean wants to talk on an Ask a Lot Anything Friday about train horns, because we just had a train drive by outside St. Arnold's, and the guy was really honking. Sean, what you got?
Hey, what's going on? Happy birthday.
Yo. Thank you.
Yo, so I work for CPKC, Navy Pacific Kansas City, down in Beaumont, and what you hear when they come to the crossing is two long horns, one short, one long.
So it's like Morse code? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's standard to engineers. There's a certain amount of seconds in between by the time the train gets to the crossing, there's a certain amount of seconds there that they have to blow.
Oh,
for safety.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you learn something new every day. Sean, I appreciate it. I just thought that they were being show ponies. But listen, we learn something new every day. I apologize to the conductor industry for assuming that they all just wanted everyone to be like, look at me, look at me. I'm sorry. They are not Harley Davidson riders. They are not Harley Davidson riders. I want everyone to know that. Harley Davidson riders, on the other hand, I don't know what's going on with my Instagram algorithm, but all of a sudden I'm seeing videos of Harley-Davidson riders who are getting mad that people aren't riding in formation with them when they see other bikers on the road. There is a South Park episode dedicated to them, and I believe that word used to reference them does hold true. Anyway, Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. It is an Ask a Lot Anything Friday live in the beer garden at St. Arnold's Brewery. Come out and hang out with us. I'm nurse number one. Number two on the horizon. What should I do? Stick around.
ESPN 975.
I assume you knew.